Incarnation pain. We all have many past lives. And in a lot of those past lives, suffering happened. Often a lot of suffering. And in some cases, this suffering was not resolved. And the result is a traumatic experience. A traumatic experience means that you stay in the suffering, that you cannot give meaning to it and go on. So you are still feeling a victim at a deep level. Now, light workers have a big consciousness. This consciousness expands far beyond the limits of the body in space and time. And this is basically a beautiful thing. It means that all light workers are aware at a deep level of the beauty and love of the heaven, of the source. And they know in their heart that they are the bringers of beauty in this world. They are the creators. And this is a beautiful thing. And yet, on the other hand, because the size of their consciousness, they are also aware, often unconsciously, of their past lives, and especially of the pain and the suffering, and all the unresolved traumatic experiences. So, this gave them the feeling that they come from a beautiful world, from the source, from the light, they incarnate. And this is a world full of pain and fear. And the first reaction is often, what am I doing here? I don't want to be here. They have the remembrance of the beauty. And when they come here, down on earth, they immediately feel all the pain, all the suffering, all the unresolved traumas. And they want to go back. Often as soon as possible, they feel depressed, down, as if they're entering a big, dark cloud. And they see this world full of violence, a struggle. And this, of course, confirms their fears, enhances the pain. So what to do? How to deal with this? And can you do anything? Yes, you can. Let's first start at the beginning. The fact that you are aware of this pain at some level means that you have a big enhanced consciousness that expands far beyond the limits of your body and reaches out in space and time. And there it feels other lives. And the traumas and the pain there. And this is a good thing. You have this big consciousness. And the second thing is, good thing is, the realization of the light inside you. The remembrance of the world of light, of beauty, is also the remembrance of your real self. It's the remembrance of your power as a healer, of your power to bring light and bring meaning. So you are not here to relive that suffering. You are here as a healer, and that you can heal the traumas from your past lives. You can heal the pain in the past. And healing is giving meaning to that pain. And when you give meaning to that pain, it simply means that you can use it to help others, to understand others, to feel them from the inside out. So all those incarnation pain, all the traumas in the past, it's your task to heal them, and you can heal them. First, when you, the fact that you touch them with your consciousness, that you are aware of them, is the first step in healing. It means your consciousness is so big it can reach out through space and time towards the pain in the past. And the person you were then is feeling your touch. It's touch from an angel. It's a helpful touch. And when you see yourself this way, I am not all the past lives, I am not all the traumas, I am not all the suffering. I am here to bring healing to all that, to give meaning. Then you start to overcome this incarnation pain. Then you start to overcome this fear of being here again. Then you start to be this beautiful light here on earth that brings healing. For no matter the traumatic experience and what you have been through in the past, the light inside you is so much greater. So, to summarize, to overcome the incarnation pain, take the following steps. Step one is realize that your consciousness is very, very big. And this is why you are experiencing this pain. Your consciousness has the ability to reach out to all your past lives and feel the suffering there, the traumatic experience. And this is what this incarnation pain is. And this is a sign that you are very evolved. And the second step is realize that your consciousness is healing. The touch of your consciousness brings healing. And what helps you when you realize that what you feel inside you, your connection with the light, your connection with the world of beauty and love, is the connection with your own soul. And when you do these things, you reach out to the pain and you reach out to the light, then the light of healing can flow through you to the pain in the past and heal the traumas there. You can look at it and say, all these experiences, this pain, I have really learned from this. This all helps me to understand other people, to understand myself, and to realize that there is deep inside me a light that's so much bigger than the darkness of the pain, of the suffering. And when I can transform the pain in myself, I can transform the pain in other people and guide them towards their own inner light. And I'm now going to offer you a little meditation to help you to deal with incarnation pain. Thank you for listening.